This thought and the force of its bitterness shocked David. He wanted to believe he'd done the right thing when he handed his daughter to Caroline Gill, or at least that he'd had the right reasons. But perhaps he had not. Perhaps it was not so much Paul he'd been protecting on that snowy night as some lost version of himself.
"You look so far away," Nora observed.
He shifted, moving closer to her, leaning against the boulder, too. "My parents had great dreams for me," he said, "but they didn't match my own dreams."
"Sounds like me and my mother," Nora said, hugging her knees. "She says she's coming to visit next month. Did I tell you? She's got a free flight."
"That's good, isn't it? Paul will keep her busy." Nora laughed.
"He will, won't he? That's her whole reason for coming."
"Nora, what do you dream about?" he asked. "What do you dream for Paul?" Nora didn't answer right away.
"I suppose I want him to be happy," she said at last. "Whatever in life makes him happy, I want him to have that. I don't care what it is, as long as he grows up to be good and true to himself. And generous and strong like his father."
"No," David said, uncomfortable. "You don't want him to take after me." She gave him an intent look, surprised.
"Why not?"
He didn't answer. After a long, hesitant moment, Nora spoke again.
"What's wrong?"
she asked, not aggressively but thoughtfully, as if she were trying to puzzle out the answer as she spoke.
"Between us, I mean, David."
He didn't answer, struggling against a sudden surge of anger. Why did she have to stir things up again? Why couldn't she let the past rest and move on? But she spoke again.
"It hadn't been the same since Paul was born and Phoebe died, and yet you still won't talk about her. It's like you want to erase the fact that she existed."
"Nora, what do you want me to say? Of course life hasn't been the same."
"Don't get angry, David. That's just some kind of strategy, isn't it? So I won't talk about her anymore. But I won't back down. What I'm saying is true."
He sighed. "Don't ruin the beautiful day, Nora," he said at last.
"I'm not," she said, moving away. She lay down on the blanket and closed her eyes. "I'm perfectly content with this day."
He watched her for a moment, sunlight catching in her blonde hair, her chest rising and falling gently with each breath. He wanted to reach out and trace the delicate curved bones of her ribs. He wanted to kiss her at the point the bones met, stretching away like wings. "Nora," he said, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what you want."
"No," she said, "you don't."
"You could tell me."
"I suppose I could. Maybe I will." "Were they very much in love?" she asked suddenly without opening her eyes. Her voice was still soft and calm, but he was aware of a new tension in the air. "Your father and your mother?"